/ourankles on OnlyFans.com. OnlyFans/ankle. No. Do you know what they say about ankles, though? Ankles is the male cleavage.
No, you say that.
And therefore, everyone says that.
I've never heard it before you said it, and it's disgusting.
Okay, well, welcome back, everybody, to this week's McInnes Marketing Minute. Cheers, Jay. Welcome back. Cheers. And today, we're going to discuss the May 2021 market update, huh?
We're going to discuss facts revolving around... We always say no one has a crystal ball, but clearly we do. It just is what it is.
A while ago we called it that the market was taking a turn, and lo and behold, the numbers have come out, and guess what? The market is taking a turn. And we were right.
It's lightly softening, gaining slight momentum, healthy.
Gaining slight momentum. The softening is gaining momentum.
Yes.
Kind of counterproductive sayings, but nonetheless.
Momentum can go up and down.
That's it. So we're starting to see a shift. It's important to point out that we can't really do year-over-year comparisons on the numbers because
it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
Say it. You're ready to say the market has crashed, but you're not willing to say the year-over-year is irrelevant.
It's done. Jay and I are leaving real estate. We're out. No, but we can't do the year-over-year because it was lockdown last year.
We could, but it's irrelevant.
So when you get all of these numbers like 120, 130% plus in sales, but it's irrelevant because, yeah, it's not all equal. So we're actually going to be looking at the latest trend, the last 3 to 6 months of the year. Yeah, that's fair to say.
That is more relevant, yes.
Yeah. What was interesting, though, is typically every year, when it comes to the spring period, we get to our height in March, we take a dip in April, and then we tend to see it rally back up in May. And then it seems to go somewhat steady from there as we go
on
into
that
the
typical
summer.
Activity band, yes.
Yeah, and you know, whether that's down here or whether it's up here because the market's busy or soft, that's still what you look like. But this year we didn't get that boost back in May. We peaked in March, and then since March we've been coming down, April we've been coming down, and May we've been coming down as well. So I think the usual trend has kind of been a bit broken as well.
I fully agree. And also as a caveat, because we've had conversations with buyers that are seeing this as well, being told this as well, of course, but not to get mixed with we are now in a strong buyer's market.
Yes.
That's the first must say point of this, because that is nowhere near the facts.
So to further on from your point about that, because that's a good time to bring this in, our sales to active listings ratio was 38.9% this month.
Let's not forget the 20 is the top cusp.
Above 20% is typically seller's market.
So we're still very strong sellers.
So it's a very strong number. However, in April, that number was 47.9%. And then in March, that number was 64.2%. So that's a strong decrease. Again, to your point, that doesn't mean that we're now in strong buyer's market, but we're still heavily in seller's territory, but it's not at the same crazy peak that it was a couple of months ago. And that is the trend, and that's where we've been saying the market is starting to shift, because as you will both agree, the key to timing the market, if you will, although we hate that phrase, is looking at the trends and then making the call and the decisions before it actually takes place.
Did you say you will both agree? Who are you talking to?
You and the videographer, Al.
Okay.
Well, your aura is just the equivalent of two people. So I think we will both agree that the key is finding the trend and then making the decision based on those numbers that you found. By the time it's become common knowledge and that's actually taken place, usually it's too late.
Yeah, so you're right in the middle of it now. So we're in that new seller's market, not as severe, I think is the only word to use. Instead of kind of 10 to 15 offers, you may get 3 to 6 offers now. So it's still by any measure.
I don't even think six.
Yeah, we've heard stuff. But
as a rule of thumb, I think if you were to get like 1 to 3 offers, that's pretty normal.
A normal, strong seller's market.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was just ridiculous for a while there back in March.
Oh, that was like 9 offers and stuff.
Tapered from a point that was kind of unseen ever, at least in my time frame.
It's a long time frame.
That is a long time frame. Anyway, so yes, still a very strong seller's market, but
yeah,
not at the severity it once was. Now, where does it go from here?
Well, you got the stress test coming in June 1.
Came.
Took place.
It's like June, what is it, 9th?
June 1st, it came in, but it's June 9th. But there's no numbers from it yet, so the stress test came in.
Summer's
typically a slower period. And this is the thing, I don't think the stress test itself will do much to the buying. I think it's the fear that comes with a stress test.
I don't even feel that that's been the case. Usually...
Oh, you're badass? You don't fear the stress test? Like, is that what you're trying to get out on this?
I don't feel that that is the case.
It's been 9 days.
I know, but with the foreign buyers tax, for example, the last time the government implemented something big, everyone kind of paused and said, okay, this is scary, let's watch and see what happens. The stress test did not get the same reaction. Now, it's definitely not as severe as the foreign buyers tax, that's probably a bad example, but I think it's mostly hurting first-time buyers. Mm-hmm. If you're in, you're in, you've assumably been in for a number of years and you've got a lot of built equity, so depending on what you're planning on doing, it's not gonna affect you as much, but again, the government slapping that first-time buyer in the goddamn face.
That's
a shame.
Anyway, it is what it is.
That's what it's doing, but at its worst, I don't think it's a big fear on the market at all.
No, and to our point a couple of weeks ago, the market that's only kind of really left in that same way is typically that entry-level market. And even that is an interesting one because that, in my belief, has a time frame and when that's going to slow down as well. We've had one that's actually sold, but it's not been updated on the MLS system yet. And after the first week, very quiet, very, very quiet. I mean, sold in a couple of days, but to the rest of the world, they don't know yet because it's not out there.
Yeah.
So that's gonna make a change as well. So, and a lot of these ones that you are still seeing huge multiple offers on, I think a lot of that is because it's priced extremely low.
Yeah. Well, there's still that approach always. Mm-hmm. There's a fair and obvious market value. And pricing below that is a strategy to try and generate those up, and depending on the market, it can still work.
So what does this mean to sellers? Sellers, this means that you don't have the crazy frenzy of a market behind you that you once had a few months back. It means your pricing needs to be on point because otherwise you're just gonna sit and build days on market. And that's not a case of, well, you can sit and then if you're happy to wait 60 days, you'll get the higher price. It means you run the risk of genuinely just sitting and not doing anything. Buyers, this means that we're still, to Jay's point, heavily in a seller's market. So you don't have time to dilly-dally. You just maybe are able to compete with less people, maybe look at subjects. Because although we've been saying that, the home price index actually increased 1.5% between last month and this month.
Yeah, so I don't...
So it's not a case of like buyers, you've just got all the time in the world and you should be expecting discounts here, there, and everywhere, and you can put every subject left, right, and center on. It's not that at all.
Yeah, and I think it's a matter of this is that breath that you're looking for as a buyer,
yeah,
especially if you're a first-time buyer. Timing the market is a fool's game, as they say. So this is the kind of, I think, best opportunity that you've got when it isn't crazy to try and get in. And sellers, it all comes back to expectations and what you're basing your expectations off of. And we can all look back at prior markets, but we need to read into what we're seeing today. And this is information that the people need, so don't watch tap me. This is necessary. The timer's going on, I can see the damn timer, it's 7:53. We said 10 minutes now.
5 minutes.
So,
senile moment.
I remember the 10. Now you've lost me. Anyway,
react
to the environment that you are feeling right now, not looking back on MLS numbers from before.
Yeah.
And move forward appropriately.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, guys. We will see you next week. As always, thank you for joining us. Kenneth Martin out. We really should start on OnlyFans. Just start posting these on OnlyFans.
That's a porn site.
More ankle shots. It's not just a porn site, is it?
I think so. Don't act like you don't know.
You think that I would be on OnlyFans?
I don't know. Not on, I think you'd be a client of, as opposed to representing.
A client of. Just, I think we could get some ankle fetishes in there, maybe.
Don't egg that on. This isn't a thing we want to keep going. I want that killed. I thought we ended it last time at Couch, what is it? Couch Confessions?
Couch Confessions. That's what we should call the OnlyFans page, Couch Confessions.
I thought it was shut down there, but apparently not. They're still going, so yeah. Okay. Thank you for your viewership.
Oh, you're still recording. I thought you'd stop.